Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 9, starting in verse 37 and ending in verse 48. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. The next day, after they had come down the mountain, a large crowd met Jesus. A man in the crowd called out to him, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, my only child. An evil spirit keeps seizing him, making him scream. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It batters him and hardly ever leaves him alone. I begged your disciples to cast out the spirit, but they couldn't do it." Jesus said, "You faithless and corrupt people, how long must I be with you and put up with you?" Then he said to the man, "Bring your son here." As the boy came forward, the demon knocked him to the ground and threw him into a violent convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the evil spirit and healed the boy. Then he gave him back to his father. All gripped the people as they saw this majestic display of God's power. While everyone was marveling at everything he was doing, Jesus said to his disciples, "Listen to me and remember what I say. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies." But they didn't know what he meant. Its significance was hidden from them, so they couldn't understand it, and they were afraid to ask him about it. Then his disciples began arguing about which of them was the greatest. But Jesus knew their thoughts, so he brought a little child to his side. Then he said to them, "Anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me also welcomes my Father who sent me. Whoever is the least among you is the greatest." Once again, that was Luke chapter 9 verses 37 through 48 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The kingdom of God turns the values of the world upside down. The greatest in the kingdom is the least by the value system of the world. The disciples wanted to be first, but Jesus said the first shall be last, and the least are the greatest in the kingdom. Jesus, our King, came to serve, giving us an example to follow. He was willing to help those in need, cast out demons, and sacrifice his life. Too often we try to live both the values of the world and the kingdom. We try to be poor in spirit but rich in possessions. We try to follow our crucified Lord while wielding the power of the world. This duality doesn't work. Jesus is the only way to real life. Following him means we embrace his way for money, power, values, and importance. Jesus is trying to save us, not only from our sin but from our misguided way of living. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How would you define greatness? How does your life reflect the greatness of Jesus? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.